This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Infowars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide. You're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting worldwide, Thursday, the 6th day of April, 2017. Wow. We have got a jam-packed broadcast with 4 or 5 guests today. I'll tell you about coming up at the start of the next segment. But I've seen, 3 or 4 gas attacks the last 4 years in Syria, and every time it comes out that al-Nusra, al-Qaeda, and now ISIS, same group, different names, are the ones behind it. But then instantly we're told these planes fly over and that a few witnesses in the town said that they dropped nerve gas on them. But then we don't ever see any proof. And as Senator Rand Paul's come out and said, he's really cautioning the president not to wade into this quagmire where you've got at least 5 different factions, 4 of the 5 factions, different Wahhabist groups, battling each other for 6 years trying to take the country over. It was not a civil war. It was a globalist-financed invasion with Saudi Arabia, and now Iran's in the middle of it. It is a disaster. And if we go into there, it is never going to end. It is just going to be ongoing. Former Congressman Ron Paul has come out and said the Syrian chemical attack makes no sense and is a false flag. That's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Paul Watson's written an article about it. Ron Paul, chemical weapons attack in Syria, likely a false flag. Why is that? Because we've caught the Wahhabis doing it at least 4 of the 5 times it's happened. Why would, if there's a red line and they're saying we're going to attack you and invade you and overthrow you if you use chemical weapons, they're not even very useful in warfare of this type, and then why would Assad do that? Trump then signals that, well, this is changing my mind on this, because his generals, he's got some neocons in there now, tell him, oh, we think it, you know, might be from according to what the witnesses said. And CNN, the folks that told you about babies thrown out of incubators and WMDs in Iraq, the same suspects are out there pushing war yet again. And a lot of people in the Trump cabinet think that if they just go along with the neocon globalist agenda, they're going to leave Trump alone. They're never going to leave Trump alone. For the great sin of being a nationalist and trying to promote prosperity for the general public, they want to destroy Trump. And sure enough, they're coming out now saying, too late, Trump. Even though you say you might want to go in militarily now and actually topple Assad, not al-Qaeda, too late, Trump. You didn't act in the last 77 days. You didn't react. So now Syria is your fault. Again, when Hillary and Obama and the globalists bragged that they started the entire civil war, which is an al-Qaeda invasion. That's the facts. That's what happened. Drudge has the hydrogen bomb going off on the front page. Republicans push the button. They're going to the nuclear option. We're going to break that down. That's just breaking as we speak. Judge Knapp says unmasking Americans for reasons other than national security is called espionage. That's right. Private corporate Democratic Party espionage. We also have Russia challenging Trump to say what he would do about Syria. Because they said, remove Assad. We don't care. Just let us have our one port in the Mediterranean that we've had. Let us have access to the Mediterranean. And you can put in a government there, but you have to have a coalition government. And it can't be Wahhabist, because they'll kill everybody. And Russia's been saying that for 4 years. Our military's been saying that. Our military's been working with the Russians to try to kick Al-Qaeda out, but then John McCain a month ago flies over to Syria to stir stuff up. We even predicted to set up a false flag. We even said that.
It's called the deep state. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep state was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
About blowing up the White House.
Protesters followed Trump supporters to their cars as they left the convention center. Around the corner and away from police protection on San Carlos Street, a mob mentality took over.
You voted Trump!
What do you say to the people who dragged a poor white guy out of a car and beat him?
Oh, my goodness, poor white people. Please, oh, my, stop.
These were pure attacks. Trump supporters, men, women, even the elderly, left this building last night and walked right into danger.
Police say anti-Trump protesters sprayed 5 Trump supporters, including an 8 and 11-year-old girl outside Anaheim City Hall.
They're throwing things at the guy who has a Trump shirt on. Oh, he just got knocked in the back of the head. He just got punched in the face. And now they're rushing him.
Trying to represent your First Amendment right to free speech. If somebody comes and attacks you, it's your right to defend yourself.
It got ugly. Violence erupting at the event as fights broke out. Fifth
flying between Trump supporters and anti-Trump supporters. It gets pretty ugly.
Yeah, I want to warn the folks watching at home. You're about to see some very violent footage.
You want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Organizers say today's rallies were meant as a show of unity against what they call a seditious fringe allegedly trying to sabotage the president.
You can see there a FedEx delivery driver jumping in to try to put an end to the protest.
You don't like, get the out.
Just to strengthen numbers, I'll give it to you. If you want to come out, you better be 100 of you against one of me, because that's what it's going to take. People like myself will stand up, and we'll be coming right back at you.
You say he's not your president, then you shouldn't be here.
Donald Trump is bringing us together. You got that? This is the heart of 1776.
And this is the live Global Thursday.
You think he's better than us?
Edition of the transmission. Thank you so much. It is already the sixth day. Hard to believe. Of April 2000. And 17. And again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. We have a lot of informative guests, to say the least, today. And we have Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, hadn't been on in a while, to break down the geopolitical and military developments in the South China Sea and the Korean Peninsula. We have Michael Schneider on huge breakdowns on the chain reactions of military action taking place in Syria, but again, also in the South China Sea, and how that ties together. All these different flare-ups happening at the same time, just like we witnessed before other major wars start. Millie Weber from On the Ground in California investigating with law enforcement and certified orphanages and other institutions of all the verified child trafficking, child kidnapping, Satanism, all of it. They're there really doing an in-depth investigation. They're going to bring back an HD video for everybody. For the TV viewers and for the radio audience to really document what's going on now that MSM is denying that pedophilia even exists in between Salon Magazine promoting it as a wonderful thing. And then we're also going to have John Rappaport on the transmission hosting the fourth hour, as he does every 2 weeks, doing a great job. All right. Here's the different quadrants of news. We have the big chemical weapon attack in Syria. And you have Ron Paul saying he believes it's a false flag. I remember the days when Ron Paul would not talk about false flags. But it's a great thing to see now that this is so mainstream that Ron Paul's come out. His son has come out and said, the senator, that he's urging Trump not to take military action in Syria. I don't want to support people who hate our country. Yeah, we're going to go take Assad out, who never attacked us, and put al-Qaeda in. That's what this means. Why would Assad, if he was told, you use chemical weapons 4 years ago, we will invade you, and we will bombard Damascus with a full U.S. Air Force, along with NATO. We'll fire cruise missiles by the thousands at you. Why would they then have planes fly over a village and then bomb it? Damascus says they bombed an al-Qaeda, ISIS chemical plant, and al-Qaeda and ISIS have hundreds of videos online. You can go search engine them. They put them up as fast as you can take them down, of them nerve gassing dogs, people, testing it. They were caught. The UN even came out 3 years ago and said, no, on the one-year anniversary of the Red Line declaration by Obama, it was al-Nusra launching the mortars to blame Assad. But we get these reports, and the Joint Chiefs tell Trump that we believe this is Assad doing this, and now we know. This is what we speculated yesterday. This is what our expert guest, Joel Skousen, speculated yesterday, that Bannon probably was out of national security, still chief advisor, because he would not go along with the new neocon generals that are in there who want war and who are going along with John McCain's agenda. And now the report's out. Kit Daniels breaks it down with links to mainstream news. Bannon removal, a whipped up controversy by mainstream media. But then it goes further to break down that he was clashing with the generals and did not want to go along with this Syria situation, this huge quagmire. And that's what General Flynn had advised them on. He ran those operations, not backing al-Qaeda and ISIS, starting 5 years ago, and our military stood up and said no to that. Remember, we're not going to be Al-Qaeda's Air Force? Remember Senator Rand Paul and others and Senator Cruz making those statements? Because that's what's happening here. That's what's happening here. Bannon threatened to resign completely over clashes with McMaster, Kushner, and Ivanka. And he's the only guy that was up there that is a real Americana and has a battle plan to save the country. And Trump has been adopting it. That's why he's public enemy number one, Stephen Bannon. And I'm not against Kushner and Ivanka and all these other people. They just are from New York City with a lot of rich liberals around them. And they admit they've been Democrats. And they just can't seem to get it. Trump has been basically a John Bercher forever. Sat at the knee of, you know, the head lawyer from the Un-American Activities Committee, Roy Cohn. And if you actually go back to New York Times articles from 30 years ago where they interviewed Trump, he was like a super nationalistic uber right winger. But he played along with the liberals and stuff for business. And that's why they hate his guts, because you see his action, turning the jobs on, securing the borders, all these good things. He has to understand, though, if he plays along with the neocons, they'll hang this failed war in a couple of years around his neck. And by the way, they're already in the news saying, oh, too little, too late. Syria's your fault now. Even though Obama and Hillary and all of them started the Arab Spring with Saudi Arabia, ran the whole deal, Google, social media backed it. They did this 6 years ago. They kicked it off at Tunisia and then Libya. They went and made all those states become failed states. They did it on purpose. Islamic State of Al-Qaeda, that's what it is spread all over the world now. From less than two countries to over 30 in 6 years. This is a major Islamic offensive, and Erdogan is directing it and directing the Muslims going into Europe, almost all of them Wahhabists, Sunnis, saying, we're invading, we're taking over Europe, we're dictating to you, we're controlling you. You will do what we say or we'll have a holy war and burn your capitals down. The globalists are allied with Islam. And notice, Turkey isn't non-radical now. As soon as they got their numbers up, oh yeah, we're radical, oh yeah, we hail the Wahhabists. Take out the evil European Nazis, he says, even though it's the Muslims work with the Nazis. So that's what's going on. It's the EU globalists, it's the Islamists, it's communist China, it's the big mega banks, all against America, all against the UK, all against Japan, all against South Korea. And they're just running around in everybody's face, bullying as hardcore as they can. There it is. Holy wars will soon begin in Europe. Turkey foreign minister issues grave warning to EU. Let more Muslims in. Give us billions of dollars or we'll burn your cities down. And then they start rioting because the Europeans have been gelded. They've been trained to lay down and roll over. You bring in a giant, hardcore third world population that's used to all this milling around and killing each other, and they're waving their flags in your country, and they're saying, we're taking over, you get ready. And Steve Bannon recognizes that. It says Islam is the main threat. Ideologically, you name it. Communist China is the next threat. Militarily, the number one threat. Not the Russians. The Russians are battling Islam. They just got bombed on Monday in St. Petersburg. So, horrifying photos of these little children, so dear, hit with nerve gas. And you can pull up all the articles going back 4 years ago where they continually got caught launching these in close quarters inside cities, and then the news, CNN, announcing that Assad did it. Assad said, we would do no such thing. We gave up our chemical weapons 3 years ago under a deal. Remember? The Russians came and transferred them out with inspectors. But we wouldn't do that anyways. It's not even militarily useful. All it does is just overthrow us. But Trump's being told, do this, and they'll stop saying you're a Russian. Do this. They're never going to stop. They're the globalists. They're the threat to America. They're never going to stop these committee hearings and all this made-up crud when they're the ones with the connections to the Russians. They're never going to stop all their calls for violence to kill Trump and his family. And then if we say anything back, oh my God, you know, we're the devil, we need to be arrested, even if it's tongue-in-cheek. We're going to continue to pound the globalists in the info war. Violence is not the answer. We're winning intellectually. As I've always said, offensive violence is never the answer. We need to information warfare with the truth, though. Pound these lies. That CNN has a long history of war propaganda about made-up WMDs, about throwing babies out of incubators in Kuwait. It's all come out. But look at this poor little baby. You know, I have children. This hurts my heart. Ron Paul, chemical weapons attack in Syria, likely a false flag. We're going to play the clip when we come back. United Nations to hold emergency meeting after suspected chemical attack in Syria. We are compelled to take our own action if UN fails in Syria. U.S. envoy. Report, Soros link group behind chemical attack in Syria. Go look that up, Infowars.com. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And, of course, this will push us into war with Russia.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
They say you can't take on the man and win. That one small company doesn't stand a chance against the corporate behemoths with all their money and lawyers. But they don't know Harry's. How's Harry's done it? Simple. By owning the factory and selling directly to you. Harry's sells their incredible razor blades online. They ship directly from their site to you and do it for a lot less. And while those other guys rake in huge profits, Harry's passes the savings directly back to you. The result? A quality shave and more money in your pocket. Don't believe it? Try Harry's for yourself, for free. Just pay $3 in shipping when you sign up. Your set comes with a razor, shave gel, travel cover, and a post-shave balm. That's an almost $20 value, free. There's no catch and no commitment. You can cancel anytime. And quality is always guaranteed. So go to Harry's.com now and enter code 5000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 5000. Again, 5000.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Welcome back. President Trump meets today with the Chinese dictator they call a president. But I'm not supposed to say that. That's politically incorrect. That's right. Don't criticize dictators. And on top of that, we've got a war brewing. If Russia doesn't back down and leave Syria, if the United States decides to take out Assad, who didn't start the war, who got invaded by al-Qaeda forces. And our own Pentagon has testified to Congress. I knew about this back when it was classified from our sources. But it came out years later that 95% of the forces are radical Sunni-based. And Syrian girl, her family was part of the ruling party before that. They don't even like Assad. They got kicked out by Assad's dad. She's in Australia. She's very learned and smart. She's been on national TV in Australia and other places. She's been on here many times. She goes by Syrian girl, but she's written this article in her full name on Infowars.com about the chemical attack, saying it's clearly a false flag. First, we broke that yesterday. And she talks about the fact that, no, I mean, it is Sunni. And now with Saudi Arabia getting control of Sunni Islam, they just completely radicalized now and completely murderous. And she'll tell you what the military says is true. 90%+ are radical Sunnis. And they're not going to let Alawites, Shiites, Christians live in peace, folks. They're going to kill everybody. And they're going to make women wear hoods over their heads. And that's who we're going to back. You can't do that. There is not a good, moderate opposition group. That's why Russia keeps saying, what are you going to do? Kick ISIS out, then Assad will leave, stabilize the country, and then we, who are in control of the country, have made deals with Assad that we'll create a new coalition government. Globalists don't want that. They want another failed state. And that's why the Pentagon actually has people in it that cared, like General Flynn and others, and General Dempsey, who said, we're not going to be part of this. We're not going to put the most radical Muslims in control of one of the oldest Christian countries in the world previously. Because so much of the population are crypto-Christians, secret Christians. Let's go to Dr. Ron Paul on his television program talking about this.
Things were going along reasonably well for the conditions. You know, Trump says let the Syrians decide who should run their country. And peace talks were breaking out. And al-Qaeda and ISIS were on the run, on maybe defeated. So it was like, you know, in spite of their problems with this foreign policy, it looked like there was some benefit, but it looks like maybe somebody didn't like that, so there had to be an episode. And the blame now is that we can't let that happen because it looks like it might benefit Assad. So Assad, they claim, now went and released gas to kill a bunch of people. But, Daniel, we might not have much of a job here today because I looked at the New York Times to find out, to get the explanation, and they said, worst chemical attack in years in Syria. U.S. blames Assad. So it's all over and done with. But not quite so easy, is it? What happened 4 years ago in 2013, you know, this whole thing about crossing the red line, and ever since then, the neocons have been yelling and screaming. Even part of the administration is still yelling and screaming about Assad using poison gases on his people 4 years ago. Not quite true.
Yeah, it was never proven, in fact. And the UN official Carlo Del Ponte said that attack was most likely done by the rebels based on the evidence. But here you have Nikki Haley, U.S. ambassador to the UN, almost as we speak, literally, at the UN Security Council, saying, quote, we know Assad has used chemical weapons before. It's not true. It has never been proven that he has. He may have. We do know that the rebels have used them. That has been proven.
And who would benefit? It makes no sense, even if you were totally separate from this and take no sides of this, and you were just an analyst. It doesn't make any sense for Assad in these conditions to all of a sudden use poison gases. I think it's zero chance that he would have done this, deliberately.
You know why they want to shut down the free independent internet? How are they going to compete with a show like that, or this one, where we have memories and we show you articles and the UN admitting it and everything? In fact, the UN specifically tested the chemicals, so did other governments. That's when the British pulled out and had a vote and said, we're not doing this. Saudi Arabia was connected to a nerve gas attack using mortars. And then they were, their Wahhabists wanted to be rock stars, though. So they videotaped themselves launching the chemical attacks, gibbering about it, and uploaded it the same day. While our media was blaming Assad, he's going, why would I use chemical weapons on a populated area and turn the whole population against myself? And you say, if I use chemical weapons, you're going to hit me out of a clear blue sky. I've never threatened to use chemicals, would never use chemicals. All of a sudden, you're like, if you use chemicals, we're going to invade. You're like, okay, well, I'm not going to. Oh, my gosh, chemicals! on the one-year anniversary of Obama's red line. I mean, how transparent. And then they get caught doing it a whole bunch of times. I said four or five times. I was looking. It's more than 11 times they've been caught using chemical weapons on video and bragging about it. And then they blame Assad. I mean, it's just... And now they want war with Russia.
On the march. Empires on the...
Oh, my gosh.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
April 15th is coming soon, and every year you overpay billions in taxes. A new guide called Deduct Everything gives you 270 ways to cut your taxes immediately. Newsmax says Deduct Everything can save you $1,500 easily. Find secret deductions for your home, car, healthcare, college, job, even tax credits that are free money. Get Deduct Everything, a number one Amazon bestseller, or save $25 with our free offer at DeductEverything.com. That's DeductEverything.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
False flag in Syria.
And who would benefit? It makes no sense, even if you were totally separate from this and take no sides of this and you were just an analyst. It doesn't make any sense for Assad in these conditions to all of a sudden use poison gas. I think it's zero chance that he would have done this, deliberately.
And he goes on to say, it looks like a false flag. It's on Infowars.com. Ron Paul, chemical weapons attack in Syria, likely a false flag. Of course, a former Marine Corps officer and fighter bomber pilot, Joel Skousen, came on the broadcast and said, look, clearly false flag. They've been caught doing it many other times. And Ron Paul and others go over all that. We've been breaking this since day one. But now, see, they're telling Trump, no, we know it's them with no proof. CNN says so, the brass tell him. And so we've got to go in. Haley's running around saber-rattling with Russia and everybody else, and then she gets booed because she's not pro-war enough. That's the new liberal thing. Because the Democrats are the anti-Russians, and the Democrats are the anti-communists, and the Democrats are the anti-radical Muslims, and the radical Muslims are Assad because he isn't the radical Muslim. And the EU's ally with Turkey overrunning Europe and openly admitting they're doing it now. We were talking about Turkey getting ready to muscle in a few years ago. They just say it now. Wow. This is an incredible time to be alive, I'm here to tell you. And that's why Bannon's off the National Security Council. Because he reportedly, stories on Infowars.com, clashed with them and said, this is crazy. This is everything we said we wouldn't do. But then Trump wants to believe the military, but they're political. The guys at that level, we don't have General Dempsey anymore. We don't have Flynn anymore in the military. You've got this crowd the Republicans told you to get because they'd be your friends. They'd defend America. They're the hawks. And sure enough, Chuckie Schumer was just on Fox News earlier. I saw the clip during the break saying that Trump looks like a 98-pound weakling to China. A U.S. senator undermining the president the day he meets with the Chinese communist president dictator and just undermining the stock market and undermining confidence and undermining just everything they do, trying to bring the country down, trying to discredit nationalism. And Trump's playing politics. He knows what's going on. I'm not even approving of it. I'm just saying I can sit back and I can tell you. He knows the public isn't fully filled in all the facts. They need to have their memory refreshed. And so in comes Rand Paul. In comes everybody else. In comes Ted Cruz saying, you know, this is Al-Qaeda we're about to back. There's a reason we didn't take out Assad before. It wasn't for love lost. It wasn't because we love Assad or he's perfect. It's because what you're going to put in is 50 times worse. And then our military, who had patriots in at the highest levels at that time, told Obama and everybody else, this came out in the news, they'll have a clear path out of the Middle East to invade Turkey, take down Turkey, if Erdogan isn't already going to side with radical Islam, and then totally invade Europe. See, Europe began to fall at Constantinople. Istanbul, their capital, was formerly the head of the Byzantine Roman Empire, the Eastern Empire. The Western Empire in Rome fell in 410. The Byzantine Empire fell a lot later to the Muslims, to an invasion, to a naval bombardment, to months of war, to siege. The men were put to death, the women into sex slavery, and sold worldwide, all throughout the old world. And now we see the same thing happening, and our traitor government's going along with it. It is crazy. So I'm about 99% sure that Trump now is going to start saying, well, I am concerned about the gas, knowing they'll say, oh, you're siding with Assad, you're for gassing kids. You know, I'm changing my mind on this now. Let me see. And then in come the surrogates to put out the truth of what's happening. Hopefully the public remembers all this from 3, 4, 5 years ago when it all transpired. It goes, oh, yeah, that's why we're not backing overthrowing Assad. And the Russians, I would disagree with them in a second if they didn't have a good policy. It's in their neighborhood. They've been allied with Syria for 50 years. But the problem is that all they're saying is just get Al-Qaeda out, get ISIS out, and then Assad will step aside and we can have a coalition government. We want stability here. That's not what they want. And so now Trump is looking at his options, and now the drumbeat begins. Will he do something? Will he stand up against it? Will he take action? Will Trump do the right thing? Which means another war, another lie, another fraud to go take out some moderate and put somebody in 20, 30, 40, 50 times worse. And then that's on Europe's border. Another big piece of the puzzle, another big piece of the big board and the big risk game taken by the Islamists. Paul Watson has put out his big special report on the pedophile empire. The headline is Pedophiles Rule the World. It's 13 minutes, 50 seconds long. It's very powerful. It's all documented, admitted, giant pedophile rings and Satanist rings and serial killers kidnapping kids out of their backyards to deliver them to the pedophile rings. It's all convictions. It's all confirmed. I'm going to retweet it at InfoWars.com. At Real Alex Jones. And I want everybody to spread this video because they're trying to block it. In fact, last night it wasn't even letting me into it. It was saying age restriction when there's nothing in it vulgar or nothing in it profane. Just nothing but mainstream news articles and admissions of giant pedophile grids. We're going to get to that sometime today. But I do have so many guests coming on, like Michael Snyder, Paul Craig Roberts, Dr. Group, and others, but I will get to it. So that's that stack on what's happening in Syria. It could trigger, will probably trigger, a much larger war if we actually start bombarding the recognized government of Syria, which is a quasi-dictatorship. I'm not defending it. It's an oligarchy, just like the EU is. So they can't shake their finger. It's unelected. Unelected board runs it, just like China. And so the Russians have said they'll defend if there is an invasion or if there is an attack, unless they talk to President Trump and he gives them some other option. Russia challenges Trump to say what he would do about Syria because they've told Russia, this is your fault. You need to fix this. And Russia said, we're not the ones that ran the invasion 6 years ago. We're not the ones that backed all these radical Islamic groups. We didn't destabilize the whole Middle East. It's on our border. We're trying to stop this. And then again, I guess the different Republican committee members, there's a whole bunch of them, you know, names that have had all these meetings where they get up there and say, Alex Jones is run by the Russians. Oh, because I don't want to have war with the Russians and be on the side of Islam? It's very insulting to sit there because I support Senator Paul, and I support Dr. Paul, and I support my own research, and Colonel Schaefer, and all these other military experts we have. Congress knows we're turning this country over to the worst people on the planet. Yeah, worse than the North Koreans. Worse than the North Korean communists. What is going on? Meanwhile, let's shift gears. Nunes steps aside from the Russia probe. While the ethics committee that's had complaints filed in it by the usual suspects, Adam Schiff and others, clears him of it. He went and saw the very same intelligence that Schiff just went and saw. But they're saying he wasn't allowed to tell the public that he saw intelligence that Trump was being spied on. They're claiming that's a leak when it's not. But then the Democrats are the ones leaking all over the place. It's amazing. So everything that they have accused Trump of, they've done. But Trump just keeps thinking if he is open about everything and nice and treats them well, that they're going to then clear him of everything. They're never going to clear Trump of anything. They say he's not the president. They say he should be removed. They say all the place that he needs to be killed. Top Democrats say we need to organize his downfall. They're calling for coups against the president. They're calling for COG to be used against him. They're calling for the White House to be blown up. And nothing's being done to them when they're clearly violating the law. It's amazing. And they don't ever retract what they've said and say, oh, I didn't mean it, whatever. Because I've said stuff like, you call me a Russian or whatever, say I'm a traitor, I'll punch you in the nose. That's rhetorical. That's hyperbole. And I said that's hyperbole. When we say it's an information war, we're going to crush you, all that kind of stuff, we've always promoted nonviolence offensively. We've always promoted information war. That's the name of the show. But again, there's branding everywhere that the Republicans are the ones that are violent. The Republicans are the ones that out in Berkeley started the whole Milo riot. It's the Republicans. They're the ones. It's the Patriots. They're the ones. They're the ones. And then all the WikiLeaks come out and it's the Democratic Party starting riots and starting fights and calling for it. Just like they funded the Arab Spring and the Civil War and the overthrow of the Ukrainian government that was elected. And just like they've been caught now, George Soros connected group, it's on InfoWars.com. Funded group. Report, Soros linked group behind chemical attack in Syria. Chemical attack has all the hallmarks of a false flag, which they've tried a whole bunch of other times and have been caught doing. But let's get to this since I mentioned it. CNN has Child read off a script to push for war in Syria to oust Assad. This is the most amazing video where they don't even hide the fact that they've got children reading off teleprompters about what they saw as the eyewitnesses. I saw the planes and the missiles and then that could not breathe. Oh, please, please, Trump, help us. And most of these people are families that have been brought in to Syria. Sunni settlers. Going into one of the only partially Shiite Muslim countries in the world. Think about that. But just like they had the daughter of the PR firm go and say she saw the babies in the incubators, she'd never even, it turned out, been to Kuwait. It later came out in mainstream news. It was totally fake. And then they were stomping on the babies out of the incubators. Well, this is better than that. We've got real kids that died in a real chemical attack. The media will probably say that I said that no kids died. No, it's terrible. It's a terrible war. Atrocities on both sides. But who started it? And who are those groups? This is a no-brainer. And Rand Paul is right. Trump needs to really pull back and think about who we're about to back if we do this and then what's going to come out of it and understand the media is still going to blame you for it because you didn't start it and you didn't do it. But they've already hung it around your neck and you've already come out and said, Syria is now my problem. Syria is your problem when Obama started it. Okay. The media says Obamacare is Trump's fault now. See, this is the upside-down planet. So if you're a radio listener, I'll describe this, but the article's on InfoWars.com if you want to see it. This has to get out there, folks, because this is what CNN's been caught doing about aluminum tubes, yellow cake, Nigerian uranium, everything. And now they're back, and I saw it all yesterday this morning. The little kids clearly all saying the same thing about what they saw and what they did. I mean, this is ridiculous. So here's the sad little clip. Here it is.
Ivana, do you blame President Assad for this?
Yes.
What is your message to President Assad?
I am very sad. A lot of died and no one helped them. The world is watching. The world doesn't do anything.
What do you want the world to do?
I want to stop the war and I want the children of Syria play and go to school, live in peace. We can, together we can help them. Together we can save them.
Fana, when you saw the video and the pictures of what happened in Syria this week, what did you think?
I am very sad about this. 100 Syrians were killed.
Right, let's stop right there.
In Syria.
By the way, I forgot to add, we'll put the London Guardian article up on screen. This little girl, undisputedly, works for CNN basically, and was, quote, successfully evacuated over a year ago. Let's put that London Guardian article. Where is Bana, girl who tweeted from Aleppo, is safely evacuated? The Guardian, Turkish NGO, tweets picture of 7-year-old aid worker and says family have been rescued from besieged city. But CNN's telling us that this is, that's Monday, December 19th, 2016. So I guess 5 months ago. So there you go. And it just goes on and on. And, of course, we have famous stuff in Syria where they've even got fake gunfire going off. And the guy goes, I go live now. I start gunfire. Remember all those clips? I mean, we could pull up. It's on YouTube. Babies in incubator, fake testimony. Fake Gulf War I testimony. Baby in incubator, fake testimony. I mean, there's even been 60 Minutes pieces. There it is. The Gulf War lie. Babies thrown out of incubators. And it's the very same thing. I was there. They pulled them out. They stomped them. And then they died. Turned out, lived in the U.S., boarding school, wasn't even in Kuwait. The daughter of the top PR company. I'm not saying Saddam Hussein was a good guy. But it was lies that brought us into that to then overthrow him and put something in even worse. Again, why? To turn the Middle East into a hellhole, even worse than it is, run by the worst people. This is a destabilization program of the Middle East, just like they're doing it to us. The globalists hate the Muslims. The globalists hate the Christians. The globalists hate everybody. They're technocrats. Are they using Islam because it's so barbarous to take down the West? Absolutely. But I actually care about the Muslims in the Middle East, even though a lot of them are brainwashed and hate my Christian guts. The point is, the facts are the facts. Every regime where women can go to college and don't wear hoods over their heads and you know, have a good industrial system and have a tourism is destroyed by our government and others funding the most radical Muslims on the planet to invade them. That's why Rand Paul's urging Trump not to take military action in Syria, Infowars.com. I don't want to support people who hate our country. We need to have the military come out again and say, I don't want to be Al-Qaeda slash ISIS's Air Force. I was all for our military being there taking out ISIS. We've almost beaten them. They're driving them out. McCain's mad. He flies over there a month ago. You can just see the setup for this. He flies back. Boom. Right when ISIS is getting ready to give up. Right when they're starting to leave. Right when they're getting their butt kicked in Iraq. Right when it's all happening, magically, Assad does the one thing that'll get him thrown out. And he's denying it and, of course, saying he hasn't done it. Fatty, fatty, boom, boom. Let's put that back on screen. North Korean threatens war with the U.S. after Senator John McCain called despot Kim Jong-un crazy fat kid. Wow, finally, John McCain tells the truth.
They say you can't take on the man and win. That one small company doesn't stand a chance against the corporate behemoths with all their money and lawyers. But they don't know Harry's. How's Harry's done it? Simple. By owning the factory and selling directly to you. Harry's sells their incredible razor blades online. They ship directly from their site to you and do it for a lot less. And while those other guys rake in huge profits, Harry's passes the savings directly back to you. The result? A quality shave and more money in your pocket. Don't believe it? Try Harry's for yourself for free. Just pay $3 in shipping when you sign up. Your set comes with a razor, shave gel, travel cover, and a post-shave balm. That's an almost $20 value, free. There's no catch and no commitment. You can cancel anytime. And quality is always guaranteed. So go to Harry's.com now and enter code 5000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 5000. Again, 5000.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss. Another flashing chance at bliss.
of massive wars in the South China Sea, on the Korean Peninsula, that sticks out in the middle of it, in the Middle East. And we have economic warfare taking place against the UK for Brexit. We have military threats by Juncker, the unelected head of the EU, the EU dictator. And we have calls to shut down the true and independent press in this country. The Democrats organizing violence and the overthrow of the president everywhere. And even CBS News admitting that Soros groups are funding Black Lives Matter that's calling for the killing of police. But all that's okay. But they want to ban our speech. They say it's hurtful or mean. And they take it out of context, edit it together to then deceive their dumbed down viewers and listeners. It's an amazing time to be alive. Coming up. Oh, there's so much to get to in the second hour. We're going to get Dr. Paul Craig Roberts on and more. We're also going to be getting into the president of China, the dictator, visiting. That kicks off today. We're going to be showing it all. We're going to also air the video that's on Infowars.com, Pedophiles Rule the World, by Paul Joseph Watson, that needs to go viral. And we really should do a special report. I just mentioned this little girl who they've had on CNN for years, who was evacuated out of Syria last year. And then there she is hugging Ergun, Bana, Albin, 7-year-old Syrian girl, meets Turkey's President Ergun. But then we're seeing on the news, she's in Turkey telling the president, you know, what she'd like to see him do. This is just crazy propaganda. CNN, it's been released the last decade, routinely receives millions of dollars per program per quarter to produce pro-Islamic news. So you ask, why are they so anti-American, so pro-Islamic? They're paid massive amounts of money. You can search engine that. Those different governments. Oman, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, they just pump money into it for little special reports. We're funded by listeners and viewers like you, and that's why I want to encourage everybody to go to InfoWarsStore.com today. For the first time in 4 years of our X2 True Nation iodine, the good halogen, we're running out. Might have some of the last runs coming up here pretty soon. If you want to stock up on it and support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Caveman, the ultimate paleo formula, is out. It's finally back at InfoWarsStore.com. Get 33% off retail for a limited time only. And again, support the broadcast. It's got turmeric and so much more in it. Check it out for yourself. It is an amazing formula with beet pollen, chaga mushroom, and so much more. And it tastes great as well. Also, just briefly, I saw an article today attacking us. I think it was on Vox. And I read most of it. It was a long article about Jones invents mold and fungus crisis and then sells a pill for it. That's like saying I invented Band-Aids because I invented cuts. They admit all the candida and stuff's out of control. The big fancy clinics all over have similar systems to what we sell. By the way, sold out. If we also sell high-quality probiotics, everybody knows probiotics good. But again, they're just attacking us on every front and just act like we're insane. I mean, it's well known what's going on in the gut with the overgrowth of the fungus and all the rest of it. Because the pesticides kill the good bacteria. And then it creates a vacuum they breed in. I mean...